Josh, we were talking the NHL playoffs. It's an all-new experience for you, whatever, and now it's an elimination game. Have you prepared any differently for it, knowing that you haven't been through something like this before?
I mean, yeah, obviously, you know, it's you lose, you go home, so you know, do everything you can to not make that happen, and, we're going to put our best effort out there.
What has this whole experience been like for you? Because it's a lot of firsts for you.
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, a lot of highs, a lot of lows, and I think you learn a lot along the way, and I think we've responded great to adversity, so I'd expect nothing less tonight.
So what's one of the biggest things you have learned going through this?
That's a good question. Probably not. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Now you win a game, it's great, but you lose a game, it's right back to the drawing board, and try to get better. So I'd say that's probably it.
Josh, what do you do in this building with the communication issues to make sure guys are getting the right instructions, doing the right things amidst all the chaos and all the noise?
Yeah, obviously a great atmosphere. But, you know, we've said it all along. We've played great on the road. We just like being on the road. And I think, we're going to be ready to go tonight. It's obviously last game was a lot of things that we didn't like, and talked about it, watched video, and now it's just time to go out there and play.
As a team, you guys defended extremely well in Game 4, and it won you a hockey game in the third period. But it's been inconsistent the way the team has defended throughout this series. How can you get that consistency back the way you had it maybe in the regular season when it comes to defending as a team?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be perfect. And, we know we've had, lapses where we haven't been great defensively. And I think that was one of our strengths, especially the second half of the season. And, just get back to that and trust each other. And, obviously there's a lot of momentum swings, in a game, but you just got to stay in the moment. And, like I've said, we've talked about it and we've moved on. And, tonight's a new game, and we're going to be ready.
Josh, what do you have to do personally to elevate your game going into an elimination game?
I think everyone's, in that mindset. How can I play better? How can I, do more? How can I help the team? It's not just me. I think everyone thinks that way. And, of course, these games, especially tonight, it's a big game. And, you just want to bring your best. So I think just preparing as best you can. But at the end of the day, it's another game, and don't make it bigger than it is. But you want to go out there and be a difference maker.
How much do you try to look at, you guys are one of the last five teams standing here, just like the opportunity, right? Like you're here game six Saturday night in Montreal. Like, not a lot of people would have seen this coming back in December.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. I think you're always trying to reach, different goals that you have as a team. And one was obviously getting into the playoffs. And then once we kind of realized how good of a team we were and could be, I think you just kind of run with it. And you have different standards and expectations every night. And I think we've, like I said, we've done a great job of, handling adversity and not listening to people on the outside. And, having to just be all about the guys in that room and what we're doing. So, are we proud that we're one of the last five teams in? And yeah, of course, but we're definitely not satisfied.
Josh, you guys didn't go on the ice the last couple of days, but it's the middle of May. I mean, how much is going on the ice going to help you? I mean, have you liked the approach Lindy has taken the last couple of days to stay away, clear your mind, get ready for this game? There's one game you have to get ready for. Do you like the approach the last couple of days?
At the end of the day, every guy's going to do things that get them ready to play the game, whether we're skating, whether we're not skating. That's something small. And like I said, it's middle of May and, game 90 or whatever. So, I think you're just going to do what gets you ready for the game.
What is the toughest part about dealing at the dot with Philip Danault when you're up against him at the face-off?
I don't know. Just get on draws, I guess. Just try to find a way to win the draw.
respect to not having a morning skate, how does that help you get into game preparation? Because you guys didn't have one in Game 6 against Boston. How maybe does it hinder you at all? Or does it?
No, it doesn't hinder us at all. No.
Did it feel pretty normal this morning in the meeting? Like, what was kind of the mood when you guys were together?
What was the mood like this morning?
Yeah.
It was good. I mean, yeah, like I said, we watched the video, got the crap out of our system, watched it, and, you know, and then you move on, and you go out there and do what you talked about, and there's nothing really left to be said.
Thank you, Josh. Josh Norris on the pregame. Brian, back to you.